Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We are back with our extra lippy episode with me, Sophie Brown, and the lovely
Robin Richford. Team me up, Soph. I'll take that.
You're so welcome. This is the episode where we go through your dilemmas, questions, anything really, anything that pops into your mind. You're like, I need a second opinion. I need a third opinion. Whether it's any good, the jury's out, but we're here.
We are here for you. We're muddling on through together. And this one's so exciting because we have a male listener who's written in, so.
Excited. What's I'm excited. Saying?
Okay, go for it. Right, you read out.
Okay, I'll read it out. Okay, so this is from Matt. Thank you, Matt. I'm trying to use Hinge, but girls unmatch randomly. Sometimes I have no clue if it's something I said or what. So I thought, why not ask the women, how do I make my dating profile better? Thanks.
Oh, Matt, my darling, buckle up.
Yeah, I was going to say, so...
This is fun.
Do you want to know why we unmatch? So
I do want to know, right, I actually do want to know about the unmatching thing, because that is that not just rude?
Okay, so I have Hinge, but I don't use it that much. Okay. And I will match with people, mm-hmm. and then this is a me problem, and it's probably a bit too quick or whatever, but if they message, I will try and message back, but if I then go back on their profile, sometimes I have almost like rose-tinted Hinge glasses when I go through stuff. And I think, shall I go for this person or not? And then when they message, I'll go back on their profile and I'll be like, what was I thinking in that moment that I did that?
Right. So I wonder if this is something to be like, maybe you get a bit desensitized. So like if you're sitting on Hinge, maybe like late at night, just chilling, do you think like, because... Is it that you quite like them in comparison to the other five you've just seen, rather than like?
Actually, it's difficult to say because I wouldn't say I'm, you know, trigger happy. I'm not like swiping yes to everyone, not at all. But I think it's also how they open a conversation. I wouldn't unmatch someone like that I hadn't spoken to, because I wouldn't really think about that, because there'd be no reason to unmatch them. I'm trying to think of reasons why. Usually it's because they send a stupid message. So I think it depends what you're opening with, Matt.
What are we opening with, Matt? Maybe it is something you said.
If you're having a back and forth conversation, though, which potentially it sounds like, because you're saying you don't know why they're there, you know, is it?
Yeah.
Then that is difficult. I wouldn't say that I think usually if I unmatch, there has to be a reason. There's no reason why I wouldn't do it otherwise. And I think it's because they've said something that just doesn't sit right, maybe. Mm. And I think, oh, I can't be bothered.
I do wonder if it's like quite tough out there for men on the dating apps. Because yeah, I think like there is this kind of attitude where like the guy is supposed to approach, right? Apart from Bumble, obviously. But do you think it's kind of hard for them to like, I don't know, I just look at men, right, as like they're not simpler creatures. I feel like that's such a generalization of them, right? But what I mean by that is I feel like men as a general really, really good at departmentalizing their lives. Yeah. So like when you give men a piece of advice, I feel like they genuinely take it on board if they genuinely want to learn, right? And I think what the problem that men might have is they take on the opinions of so many different types of women and then they ain't got a clue what's happening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
So like some women are like, go in bold, ask me out on Tuesday at 4. Other women are like, don't do that, it's too intense. Yeah. And like, I don't know. I was just like, oh, this is a perfect example. I saw a TikTok the other day Yes, that is my coined phrase. But I saw a TikTok the other day, right? And it actually blew my mind, right?
Because
you know when you see something and then you're like, wow, I thought that everyone would agree with me on this and they just didn't. It was the complete opposite.
Stop.
So I saw this girl and basically what had happened was is she had been texting a guy and they had arranged to go out for dinner, say 7 p.m. on the Thursday, and they knew where they were going, right? Like they had the location. And she, it was the day of the date, and she was in her pajamas at like, say, 4. This was, say, at 7. At like 4 going, well, obviously I'm not going to go because he hasn't texted me before noon.
I knew you were going to say this, and I knew that your opinion would be, can I guess what it is? That you would have been like, why would you not go? You've agreed the date and the time. Would you
absolutely
not just go?
That is my opinion.
I'm on the other side, though. Not if you've not texted me that day, because I feel like they're not going to turn up, because that's happened to friends before and stuff. Yeah.
So if you think, is there a possibility of him not turning up, despite the fact that this person has been what I would consider proactive, there's a time, there's a place, there's...
No, Robin, I think they
would still... And just be like, all good for later, or, you know, like...
Why would you...
I knew. Right. So this is how I knew that my opinion wasn't the norm, because I was in the comments and they were like, get it, girl. Like, absolutely. I have a noon cut off. Other girls were like, I've got a 2 p.m. cut off. I've got a 4 hours before the date cut off. Like all of this stuff.
I think maybe it's different as you get older, because now I'm a bit like, if I felt confident that, but then I did have a best friend that went to the place they were supposed to meet and everything and he never turned up.
Yeah, but I would text, because I also understand that people like to
text and chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would now, but I wouldn't be happy though. I wouldn't be happy.
Would you
I
not?
Do get no. Like if
this
we'd organise,
so interesting. Okay.
At least no, but it's even like a positive. I look forward to seeing you later, kind of thing. Like, oh, looking forward to like you want that kind of reinforcement from them. But I would probably text and be like, are we still on for later? But now I'm on the other side of the fence because I'm thinking of times I've had to do it and it's annoying.
No way.
Yep.
Don't get it.
I
don't get it, because here's what I get. This is where I would get it, right? If he'd been like, let's go out next Thursday, and you're like, yeah, we'll catch up next Thursday, and then you hadn't heard from them at all and it's the day of the date and they haven't texted, right? That I kind of get, because I'm like, they have no intentions of going out. But if there was a date, time and place set, that I'm just like not really getting what the problem
maybe
is.
Maybe you've been a bit more lucky though with the type of people you've dated, because I think that a lot of us have been very let down a lot of the time. So it's like,
maybe
I don't know.
I'm a bit scatty though with my brain, so for me I would be assuming if he didn't text, my assumption would be that he's just having a busy day, and I'd be like, shit, I better text because he might have forgot we're going out tonight.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be fuming if he'd forgotten?
No, would it bother you that much? The eye Soph just gave me. Really, it would bother you that much if he'd forgotten?
Someone asked me on a date,
yeah,
and organised it and then said that time or whatever, and I didn't get a text, and I had to text them because they'd forgotten they were going on a date with me.
Not good?
Not good!
It's not ideal. Not people have got, like, busy lives. Do you know what I mean? No?
Maybe this is what Matt's doing. Matt, maybe this is where you go wrong.
But Matt, maybe you're dating as if you're me, and I am an anomaly, I think, in this.
I think I understand where you're coming from, and I would like to think like that. It's not that I wouldn't like to think like that, but genuinely, I just think that...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There are so many times where, okay, that might not have been a solidified this time at this place, but the whole, like, you know, next week or whatever, I'm free on this day, da, 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 and then you never hear from them or something.
Right,
whatever.
So I think that's different. So that's where I think that's different. If, for instance, they're like, let's go out next week, and I go, brilliant, I'm free on Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday, never hear anything from them, then absolutely. No, I totally agree. I would not text them and be like, when are we going out? Of course not. But if I'd gone, you know, I'm free on a Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday, and they gone, brilliant, let's do Sunday. And I was like, great. Any idea what you want to do? Not sure. I'm running about at the minute. Let's organise next week. Fine. Then I would text and say, what are you thinking for Sunday?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just thinking of, I'm trying, like, literally times, like, even probably recently, where, like, you do, if they don't text on the day, you think it's not happening. It's the thing. Yeah.
Well, Matt, we're not even at that stage with you and me, are we? Because they're not answering.
Sorry, we've jumped ahead a bit, but
we've got lost in this. But what I would say is, I think what you can take from this conversation, actually, to be fair, Matt, is it actually depends on who the person is.
Yeah, and that it isn't easy, and it really isn't for both sides of the fence, for males and for females. And I can imagine dating apps is potentially even harder for males because they are expected to, you know, make the first move and things like that. So I don't doubt that it's a difficult, Matt. But I think that's a tricky one. Like, I couldn't say exactly what I think, you know, you're doing where people are unmatching you. The only reason I personally unmatch is because, like, they have probably said something, you know, that I just am a bit like, I don't know, just don't want to reply to. Or but I'm trying to think of exact, because it's, you don't really unmatch, you just wouldn't reply. But there have been times I've unmatched people on Hinge, definitely.
Yeah, I wonder why that's the bit I'm not getting. It's the unmatching. I wonder if that's more common than you think.
I think I've definitely done it before, but I just can't remember the exact reasons. But I think
maybe I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just a bit extreme. But I would say, if it is something you've said and they are unmatching you, won't worry about it because they're clearly not for you. And I know that's really hard to, like, stomach. But if you, I mean, don't get me wrong, if you're being, if you're trying to be someone you're not, that could be the problem. And I do think sometimes, like, there is a tendency on these apps to try and come up with this weird, witty one-liner that stands you out against the rest. And if that's not who you are, then it's probably coming across disingenuous.
Yeah.
And that could be it. So as long as you're actually being yourself on there, I don't think I would worry about it, because then at least it's much easier to be rejected for yourself than it is to be rejected when you're trying to pretend to be someone.
Yeah, that's harder. I fully back that. I would agree with that, because I get a lot of responses that are like one-liners, or they're not really opening up the conversation, but it just means that they've sent a message, and I ignore most of them, if not all of them. Like, if you send me a nice message that's like, you know, hi, how are you, da, 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 maybe a bit about what you're up to, or so, like something with a bit more depth than something that is like coming from you, I'm so much more likely to reply. If you send me like nice smile, I don't care.
Especially if you're looking for, it depends what you're looking for, doesn't it? If you're looking for a relationship and you are kind of late 20s, early 30s, I think there needs to be more than depth. There needs to be more depth than nice smile. I also think as well, there's something quite nice about, I mean, I don't know if you find this intense, maybe, I don't know, but say there's like a picture of like, say, just for talking sake, say I'm on a dating app, right, and there's a picture of me and I'm on like, say, a paddle board or something I enjoy doing or whatever. Then surely is it quite nice if they message you and they're like, you know, oh, like I love paddleboarding as well, or oh my gosh, I'd love to give that a try, I've never tried it, or I don't know, is that
I think that's spot on. Like, the good thing about, well, not the good, I don't like it that much, but one of the things about Hinge is there's a bit more depth to the profile. You know, you answer some questions. You can even do like a voice prompt, which people do, and they do like a voice thing. You can obviously put different pictures and stuff, and you can put loads of stuff on there. So when people actually reply to like one of the prompts, like one of mine is like, what can we do together? And I think I put like make marks or something. And I get loads of responses to that, you know, being like, oh, I'm really good at that. Or, you know, I'll take you for margs, or like, oh, what about spicy margs? Like, it opens up a bit of conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Because then it's like they're actually paying attention and not just going through swipe, 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 swipe.
Exactly, which is what it can feel like. So maybe that should be, yeah, your tactic a bit more, is to kind of pick out something about their profile and respond to that and open it up. And if they don't reply, then, you know, that's on them. But it is a bit more, it just feels like there's a bit more thought into it and not just the next person that's, you know, liked just their picture.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You get to the dating stage, must text before noon, is what I'm told.
Yes, yes, exactly. But hopefully that helped a little bit, Matt. We went a bit off track, but it's all relevant because it is, it's such a thing to navigate. It's not easy at all.
It's not easy. And I think the trouble you've got is like everyone's different and what everyone needs is different as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also as well, I think it depends where you're at in your life. You know, like if you've been, you know, dating for years and years and years, I think your perspective on it might be different than if, for instance, you're not really a dater and it's a once, you know, once in a blue moon kind of thing, or the opposite, maybe you are ready for your life partner, you feel like you've been waiting forever, or the opposite, you're not ready for your life partner anyway. I just think that all feeds into like what you expect and what you need.
Yeah.
It all kind of like, yeah. So yeah, it's a wild world, isn't it? When the old dating apps.
It is.
So I was like, oh, make it end, Robin, make it end. Well, good luck, Matt. We really hope that you meet someone. Please let us know if you get to date stage, because I think that's what we're aiming for here, Matt. So that would be great. Let us know if you get on a date. And thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy. We're going to be back again on Tuesday, of course, next week with more juicy goss. And subscribe, rate and review. Please do. It really helps us. We're trying to get some guests on as well, so that always helps so much if you do that. Thank you.
Always helps. And if you do want to send anything in, you can send it to the Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast, or just contact at looselipspodcast.com. I almost did it. I had it on lock.
So close, yet so far.
Contact at looselipspodcast.com.
Beautifully done, Soph. All right, we'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.